Trump highlights record drop in violent crime in visit to New York Police Academy. Garden City, New York. President Donald Trump on August 14th announced record drops in violent crime across the nation during his first year back in office during a visit to a police academy August 14th in Nassau County, a key midterm battleground. "We achieved the largest drop in murder rate ever recorded, the lowest level in 125 years since the year 1900. That was before my father was born. He would not have liked me saying that," the president said. Newly sworn-in Attorney General Todd Blanche and FBI Director Kash Patel joined the president for the release of the FBI's 2025 Crime Statistics Report. The report highlights that Trump's first year back in the White House recorded the largest year-to-year decrease in violent crime on record. Across the country, murder and non-negligent manslaughter decreased by an estimated 18.1% in 2025, the White House said. Rape dropped an estimated 7.6%, robbery is down an estimated 18.5%, and aggravated assault fell by an estimated 7.2%. Burglary dropped by 15.8%, larceny theft by 9.8%, and car theft by 22.7%, according to the White House. The president was joined by Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman, a Republican running against New York Governor Kathy Hochul in the gubernatorial election. Trump has criticized the governor over the state's bail reform laws, often calling them cashless bail, saying they have increased crime. The event, headlined with the theme "Make America Safe Again," was also a celebration of the contribution of law enforcement officers and first responders and doubled as a campaign event to boost local candidates running for office in New York State. Held at the Nassau County Police Academy, the David Mack Center for Training and Intelligence, county police and students of the academy filled the bleachers behind the president. At every mention of "Back the Blue," an expression of support for law enforcement, cheers erupted from the crowd. U.S. News and World Report just named Nassau County the safest county in the nation, a boost for Blakeman. However, the crowd was mixed in its support for Blakeman, who was met with loud boos, along with chants of "Bruce," at almost every mention of his name. "It's time for the people of New York to remind your politicians that their job is not to protect the criminals. Their job is to protect the good and hardworking people," said Trump, who has endorsed Blakeman, blaming Hochul for releasing migrant criminals from jail. Earlier this year, New York State made it illegal for local police departments to sign so-called 287 agreements with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, prohibiting local tax funds from being used for civil immigration enforcement. At the event, Blakeman touted Nassau County as having the most comprehensive such agreement with ICE. In a statement issued August 14th, Hochul and Attorney General Letitia James called out Nassau County, saying the county has 11 days to comply with state law or face a lawsuit. Meanwhile, federal officials were full of praise for Blakeman, with Blanche promising to make the whole country as safe as Nassau County. Blanche attributed the drop in crime nationwide to support from the president, saying that's what happens when you have President Trump empowering all of us. "Empowering me. Empowering federal law enforcement to partner with our state and local cops, sheriffs, everybody." Blanche said it was hard to overstate the effectiveness of what we did in 2025, citing more than 170,000 criminal indictments. Endorsed in New York State, Trump was joined on stage by local congressmen and congressional candidates who received his endorsement for the upcoming midterm elections. Long Island candidates Republican nominee Jeanine Driscoll, who is trying to unseat Democrat Representative Laura Gillen in New York's 4th Congressional District, and Mike Lee Petrie, a former state assemblyman running against incumbent Thomas Suozzi in the 3rd District, both received Trump's endorsement. Three local voters who spoke with the Epoch Times said the president has their support, and they regard security and immigration enforcement as the highest priority. Tim Rope, a visual artist from Southampton, said he wants to see the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act passed and for deportations to continue. "We love what he's doing, and we're supporting the Republicans in the midterms so that Trump's agenda doesn't get obstructed by Democrats in the House." He said he's concerned about stability in the world and believes the way to achieve that is through a strong economy. "They know they can do business with us. We're here to do business in the world," said Rope, who believes economic strength is a better security policy. You can do that through economic strength instead of using military invasions. Paul Capolino, a retired teacher from Miller Place on the North Shore of Long Island, said he supports the president and is glad to see the drop in crime. "I believe in what ICE is doing. I believe in the law. And I believe in enforcing the law and adhering to the policies that made our country great," he said. Frank McCulloch, who is retired but now works as a volunteer firefighter, agreed that security is his biggest concern. He said law enforcement should get the backing they need to do their job. Also at the rally and endorsed by Trump were Anthony Constantino, running for New York 21st District north of Albany, hoping to take the seat vacated by Elise Stefani, as well as Kaylee Buller, running to unseat John Manion in New York's 22nd District near Syracuse and the Finger Lakes.